弟兄姐妹平安，让我们一同祷告。神啊，你是我们的主，是我们的神。你爱我们，你的爱永远不改变，因为主耶稣基督的爱。今天对我们说话，我们爱你，因为你爱我们。我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。Please turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1.
请大家翻到圣经希伯来书的第一章。
Mic not working. So today I want to ask you a question. Do you know what this is?
So today I want to ask you a question. Do you know what this is? Do you know what that is? Do
you know what that is?
Do you know what that is? Do you
It is Canada's coat of arms.
This is Canada's coat of arms.
What is the coat of arms?
What is the coat of arms?
It is originally used in medieval Europe by countries to distinguish one soldier, which side the soldiers are on the battlefield.
起初呢，这样的一个盾形的徽章是在中世纪欧洲战场上来区分各国战士使用的。
It represented which country you're fighting for.
它代表着你是为哪一国而战。
Now, if you look at the bottom of the coat of arms, you'll see these letters written on there.
如果大家看这个加拿大国徽的这个底部哈，有一行字。
These are Latin words meaning these are Latin phrase. The phrase is "Amare usque ad mare."
这些呢是拉丁文，这拉丁文的发音是刚才那样。
Don't try it. Amare usque ad mare.
Amare usque ad mare.
All right, it means from sea to sea.
这个翻译出来就是从这海到那海。
Can you take a guess where the words from sea to sea comes from?
大家能猜到这个从这海到那海是出自于哪里吗?
It comes from the Bible.
出自于圣经。
Psalm 72, verse 8.
是出自圣经诗篇的72篇。
Where it says, and he shall have dominion from sea to sea, from river to the ends of the earth.
这里说到，他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海，从大河直到地极。
Canada became a sovereign nation in 1867.
加拿大呢，从1867年成为一个主权国家。
Sir Samuel Leonard Tilley was the strong supporter of Confederation.And one of the key figures who brought New Brunswick into Canada.
当时呢，这个萨姆尔·提利爵士，他非常的支持加拿大联邦化，然后呢，就想要致力于把新布伦克省并入加拿大。
And it was Samuel Tilley who suggested that they call this new nation the Dominion of Canada.
就是这位萨姆尔·提利爵士提出了这个概念。就是加拿大自治领、联邦自治领的这个概念。
And the word dominion in dominion of Canada, he got that from Psalm 72, verse 8.
使用这个 dominion 就是领土、领地这个词呢，是出自于诗篇七十二篇第八节。
At the time, he was thinking dominion from sea to sea. Well, we are surrounded by two seas at the time, anyways, Pacific and the Atlantic.
使用这一篇引用这一篇经文的意思呢，就是想到加拿大确实是一个从海到海的国家，被太平洋和大西洋这两个海在中间夹在中间。
In 1872, after Canada had become a country,
在1872年从加拿大成为一个国家之后
，Reverend George Grant, a Presbyterian minister, was traveling with Sir Stanford Fleming.
当时呢，有一位叫乔治·格兰特的牧师，他是一个长老会的牧师。然后呢，他正好是在这个国家和斯坦福·弗莱明爵士 正在旅游、啊、
They were checking the land, so where to put the railway, the Canadian railway.
他们这样的游历是为了就是、测量加拿大的土地、为了这个、太平洋铁路做准备。
And Reverend Grant often stopped at different churches to preach across Canada.
当时呢，就是这个格兰特牧师也、经常的就是到达一个地方就到一个教会，然后去讲道。
And he preached from Psalm 72, verse 8, and he says, maybe we should use the words from sea to sea as Canada's motto.
当时呢，他就、倡议说，我们或许应该用诗篇的这个72篇第八节、从这海到那海来作为加拿大的这个国家的座右铭。
And then a few years later, in 1919, Joseph Pope was asked to design the coat of arms.
在1919年，就是几十年之后，约瑟·波普这个人他正好被接到了这个设计国徽的这么样一个任务。
And he too really liked this from sea to sea.
他也非常喜欢这么样一个说法，从这海到那海。
And so he put it onto the coat of arms.
所以他就把这个经文放到了加拿大的国徽之上。
And this was declared by King George V in 1921 as the official coat of arms of Canada.
在1921年呢，英王乔治五世，就是官方承认这是加拿大的这个国徽。
Do you know where you find the coat of arms on your documents today?
大家还知道在什么地方、在什么文件上使用过加拿大国徽吗 ？Citizenship, yeah.
Citizenship, but also a little book that you carry whenever you travel. It's in front of your passport. Look at it next time. You see it completely different. When you look at your passport, you see the coat of arms of Canada on it.
哦，对，除了就是这个，citizenship.
这个 passport 就是。
Yeah, 对对，大家就是说，在那个持着护照旅游的时候，下一次注意一下啊，它就在这个护照的前面。
And on July 1st, Canada will be celebrating its 158th year of being a country.
在今年的七月一号呢，加拿大要庆祝它的158年的国家诞生日。
The word dominion.In dominion of Canada implies that Canada is a sovereign nation.
用了这个词 dominion 领土领地这个词呢，也意味着加拿大拥有自治权、自主独立。
It means that all the land and the sea within the boundary of Canada belong to the Canadian people.
这就意味着，无论是在这个领地范围之内的陆地、海洋，所一切东西都属于加拿大和加拿大人民。
Canadians collectively own this country.
加拿大人共同拥有这个国家。
It means that Canadians have the right and the authority to make decisions for this country.
这也就意味着加拿大人有权决定自己的事宜。
No other country can make decisions for us.
没有其他任何一个国家可以为我们、做决定。
We also have the responsibility to protect our country.
我们并且也有、责任来保护我们的国家。
If any country decides to attack Canada,
如果有其他任何国家决定要攻击我们，
whether politically, economically, or militarily,
无论是政治上、经济上还是军事上的打击，
Canadians all would have a duty to protect their country.
加拿大人都有义务去保卫他们的国家。
That's what it means to be a sovereign nation.
这就是主权国家的意义。
If you have ever sang O Canada, you would understand the words talk about the dominion of Canada or the sovereignty of Canada.
如果大家就是就是听这个国歌的时候，也听到了这样一个宣誓这样的一个主权。
O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love, in all thy, all of us command, with glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
啊，加拿大，无家园，无故土，爱国真心，统领我们全体，心怀赤诚，看您崛起，真北之邦，自由强壮，无远弗届。啊，加拿大，我们为您守卫着，神佑我土，自由荣光。啊，加拿大，我们为您站岗。
O Canada, second verse, where pines and maples grow, great prairies spread and lordly rivers flow, how dear to us thy broad domain from east to western sea. Thou land of hope for all who toil, thou true north, strong and free, God keep our land glorious and free, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
O 加拿大，松风生长的地方，辽阔大草原蔓延着，庄严河流流淌着，你广阔领域多么珍贵，对我们从东海到西海，你是所有劳动者的希望之地，你真北之邦，自由强壮，神佑我土，自由荣光，啊，加拿大，我们为您站岗。
The third verse, O Canada, beneath thy shining skies, may stalwart sons and gentle maidens rise to keep thee steadfast through the years from sea,to west, east to western sea, our own beloved native land, our true north strong and free, God keep our land glorious and free, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
O 加拿大，在你灿烂天空下，愿坚定儿子和温柔少女奋起，保持你坚定，通过多年从东海到西海，我们的真爱乡土，我们真北之邦，自由强壮。神佑我土，自由荣光。啊，加拿大，我们为你站岗。
We use the word domain not only to describe a country, but we often use it in everyday language.
我们用 domain 领域这个词，不光光是用在国家主权之上，也用到生活中的各个领域。
For example, the word public domain.
举例来说，公共领域。
If you write a song,
如果你写了一首歌
，It is copyrighted.
有版权。
You can't. Somebody can't just take your song and use it to make money.
任何其他的人不可以直接拿过你的歌来拿去赚钱。
But if you died,
但如果你死了
70 years after you died, that song becomes the public's.
你死后七十年，这首歌就成为公共。
Anyone can use that song without having to pay.
任何人都可以使用那首歌，也不需要付钱。
So happy birthday, for example.
举例来说，生日歌。
You don't have to pay somebody to sing happy birthday.
你不需要就是说要使用这个唱这个生日快乐歌要付钱，不需要。
When you get on the internet, you are going into a web domain or that has a domain name.
当大家上网的时候，大家可能会就需要去登录一个域名，网络域名。
What's our church website?
我们教会的网址是什么
？ecac.ca, right?
是 ecac.ca.
No other company or church can use ecac.ca.
没有其他任何一个国家可以一个公司可以再使用这个域名了。
It belongs to the people of ECAC.
它属于我们 ECAC 的会员所有。
Some other people have different rooms in their houses, right? That there are their domain.
我们在家里也有各自的领地。
How many men consider the bathroom their domain?
有多少男人在座多少弟兄认为这个洗手间是他们的领地？
How many of you have a man cave in your garage or in your basement?
在多少人在这个自己家的车库或者说是地下室有自己的这个男人空间
？Or the kitchen? Don't you touch my stuff in the kitchen?
或者是有的在厨房说不要碰我厨房的东西。
You almost all of you have a domain right here.
几乎大家每一个人都有一个领地手机。
The domain is where I exercise my will.
在我的这个地盘上，我可以行使我的权利。
A car is a very good example.
小汽车是一个很好的例子。
When I get in my car, I'm the driver.
当我到这个汽车里的时候，我是司机。
I decide when the car starts.
我决定这个车什么时候起火。
I decide where the car goes.
什么时往哪里去。
I decide when the car is turned off.
什么时候熄火。
I decide who gets to sit next to me in the car.
谁坐在我的副驾。
I decide what to put in my trunk of my car.
并且我决定我愿意在后备箱里放什么。
Domain is like my kingdom.
我的地盘就是好像是我的王国一样。
It is where I rule.
是我统治。
Where I make decisions.
我做决定。
Where my will is done.
我的意志被彰显。
When the Bible speaks of domain,
当圣经提到领地这个词的时候
，It describes God's domain as the kingdom of God.
它是在描述神的一个领地，就是神的国。
If you have ever read through the Gospels, you would know that the kingdom of God is Jesus' favorite topic.
如果大家读过福音书，就知道在福音书中，神的国度是一个最受欢迎的一个主题。
What does he say?Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
主耶稣说什么？说悔改，神的国近了。
On another occasion, Jesus would say, "The kingdom of God is already here."
在其他的圣经的章节中，主耶稣也说神的国已经在这里。
And Jesus used all kinds of words ways to describe the kingdom.
主耶稣用了各样的词汇去描述神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sows seeds in the field.
主说天国好像人撒种，撒好种在田里。
The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, so tiny.
天国好像是一粒小小的芥菜种。
The kingdom of God is like leaven for bread, yeast.
天国又好像面酵。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure in the hidden in the field.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
The kingdom of heaven is like a net you throw into the sea.
又好像人撒网撒到海里。
In Luke chapter 17, when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come,
在路加福音十七章中，当主耶稣被法利赛人问到天国几时来到的时候
，He warns them.
他警告他们说
He says the kingdom of God is not coming with something observable. No one would say, see here or see there, for you see the kingdom of God is in your midst.
主说神的国来到不是肉眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
So what it tells us is that the kingdom of God is both here, but it's also not yet here.
主在这里说的意思是神的国已经在这里，但是呢神的国又还没临到。
God's kingdom has arrived because the king has arrived.
神的国已经来到，因为王已经来了。
And his kingdom is not of this world.
但是他的国不属这世界。
But on the other hand, the kingdom of God is also hidden.
但是呢另一方面说神的国又是被隐藏起来的。
Like a mustard seed, it's so tiny, you could barely see it.
就好像一粒小小的芥菜种，太小了，以至于不能看见。
It's like a precious treasure hidden in a field that somebody has to discover it.
就像是一个宝贝埋藏在地里，人需要去挖掘寻找它。
That's why when the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray,
那也就是为什么当门徒问主耶稣如何祷告的时候
，He says, "Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
主说应当这样祷告：我们在天上的父，愿你的，愿你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上。
We are praying for God's kingdom to come, not because it is not here.
我们描绘神的国，是隐藏起来，并不是说他还没在，不在这里。
What that prayer is asking is, God, show us, make it visible to our eyes, your kingdom.
这个祷告在这里的意思是，主啊，求你的国彰显在我们眼前，叫我们能看见。
There are there is one very special day in the church calendar.
在教会的日历上有一个非常重要的日子。
That talks about God's dominion.
那个日子也是在述说神的主权。
But the church completely forgets about it.
但是教会通常是完全的忘了这个日子。
What are the three most important days that the church will never forget?
大家想一想，什么是最重要的，哪三个日子是最重要的，大家作为一个教会绝对不会忘的。
December 25th?
是每年的12月25号。
What's December 25th?
25号是什么日子？
Christmas, right?
是圣诞。
This past April, April 18th, what happened?
过去的4月18号。
Good Friday.
是受难日。
And then April 20th, Easter.
4月20号是复活节。
The 3 days where the church puts all its energy into.
这就是教会把所有的精力都投到这上面的这三个日子。
Even people who don't regularly show up at church will show up on those 3 days.
那一些平时不是每一次来教会的人也在那一天也会来的。
Yet most of us would just consider those 3 days the most important, and that's it.
大家就是很多我们当中的人会说，这就是三个最重要的日子啊，这也就差不多了。
This important day that I'm talking about took place a few days ago on May 29th of this year, on Thursday.
我接下来我要所分享的这个重要的日子呢，在前几天已经过了，是五月二十九号。
Do you know what that day is?
大家知道那是什么日子吗
？Ascension Day，
是耶稣升天日。
Ascension Day is 40 days after Easter。
升天日是复活节过后四十天。
Because the Bible tells us that Jesus, after he was resurrected, he stayed with the disciples for 40 days。
因为经上这么说，主耶稣复活之后和门徒待在一起四十天之久。
What was he doing?
他在做什么?
He was teaching them about the kingdom of God.
他就在教导他们天国的事。
And Jesus commanded the disciples to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes.
并且主耶稣还吩咐门徒不要离开耶路撒冷直到受了圣灵。
So after he stayed on earth for 40 days, he was taken up to heaven.
所以当复活节过后四十天之后，他被提到天上。
And 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came.
在十天之后，圣灵就浇灌下来。
The Ascension Day is one of the most neglected days in the church.
在现代教会，升天日是一个几乎是最被忽略的一个日子之一。
But I would argue, it really hurts discipleship when we ignore this day.
但是我会坚决地说，如果我们忽视了这一个升天日这个重要的日子的话，对于我们教会门徒培养和成长是特别特别困难坏。
The book of Hebrews chapter 1, it tells us what happens after Jesus was taken up to heaven.
就在希伯来书第一章也说到了，就是主耶稣升天之后发生的事。
Halfway through verse 2, it says, God appointed him heir of all things and made the universe through him. Verse 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact expression of his nature, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After making purification for sins, i.e. dying on the cross, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So he became superior to the angels, just as the name he inherited is more excellent than theirs.
在希伯来书一章中这样说到，神早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Ascension Day celebrates the day that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father.
耶稣升天日纪念的是 主耶稣升天之后坐在那至高至大者的右手边。
Many different passages reference to this moment where Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God.
其实在圣经中有很多的章节都引用了这样一个事实。
To be seated at the right hand of God means he rules or he has dominion.
坐在至高至大者的右手边就意味着他统治，他有主权，他掌管。
He is ruler, king, and lord of the entire universe.
他是统治者，他是王，他是主。
He sustains all things through his word, him, Jesus. And he is superior to all the angels and all of creation.
就像这经上说的，他的名比天使的更尊贵，远超过天使，他所承受的名，超过万有。
In Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that Jesus' name is above all other names, right?
在腓立比书第二章中也说到神的名超过万有。
And that every knee will bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord.
就是说，天上的、地上的、地下的，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
The writer of Hebrew, after he says that about Jesus seated on the right hand of the Father, he continues to show you how he knows that.
在希伯来书一章中说到了神的主权之后，他又开始分享他是如何看见这一点。
He puts together a whole bunch of Old Testament scriptures.
这个作者呢，就把很多的旧约的经文都全部都聚拢起来，引用起。
Most of them came from the book of Psalms.
有很多的经文是引用自诗篇。
He starts by saying that the Son is different from all other heavenly beings.
他一开始就说到神的儿子和所有的天使都不同。
In verse 5, it says, For which the angel did he ever say, You are my son, today I become your father.
在第五节中说到所有的天使神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子我今日生你
He gets that from Psalm chapter 2
作者是从其实是从诗篇第二篇中引用的
In Psalm chapter 2 it talks about all these other nations all these kings are trying to attack God
在诗篇第二篇中描述到了世上万国很多的臣宰一起起来商议要诋毁主
But none of their efforts were successful.
但是他们的努力都不成功。
Jesus Christ, Son of God, is now the real supreme ruler and king of all the nations.
主耶稣基督现在是万王之王，万主之主，超过万国之上。
And then in verse 6, he describes the Son of God as the only one worthy of worship.
在第六节中，希伯来一章第六节中又说到主耶稣是唯一那一位配得的。
And he quotes from Psalm 97.
这里诗人是这个作者是引用自诗篇九十七篇。
Where it says, "Let all the angels worship him."
诗篇九十七篇说到，愿万神呢，你们都敬拜，你们都当拜他。
And then It means this, that Jesus alone is to be worshipped because he's God.
在这里说到的是，主耶稣基督是唯一值得敬拜的那一位，因为他是神。
In verse 7, he describes what angels do for him.
在希伯来书一章七节中又说到，天使为主做的事情。
It describes a scene in heaven, In Psalm 97, it describes a scene in heaven. Oh, sorry, Psalm 104, it describes a scene in heaven.
诗篇104篇又描述了一个天国的景象。
And the angels serve as messengers for the Messiah, for God himself.
天使其实是弥赛亚的使者。
So what the third Psalm here says that the angels in heaven are just servants to the Son of God.
也就是说，天国的使者，天国的造的天使，全部都是主的使者。
In verse 8, he now compares the angel to the Son by quoting Psalm 45.
在第八节中，作者又比较这个天使和神子的不同。
Psalm 45 describes a powerful earthly king.
诗篇四十五篇又描述到了一个非常有力的有能力的地上的王。
But then a third of the way, the psalmist changes to describe God as the ruler.
但是在三分之一处呢，他又开始话笔锋一转，又开始说神的事。
He describes God's kingdom as firm and upright, and he rules with justice and righteousness.
这里作者就开始描绘神的国是怎么样的公义，神是怎么样以公义、正直、公平来统治。
From verse 10 to verse 12, he quotes from Psalm 102.
到十节到十二节呢，他作者开始描绘神国的永恒性。
The psalmist is struggling in despair because of his enemies.
诗人在这里说他自己非常的困苦，因为敌人攻击他。
Yet the psalmist says, "I look to God who established heaven and earth."
诗人就开始在这里说，你是创造天地的那一位。
Everything will pass away, but God will remain.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存。
Jesus' kingdom is eternal, and it will never, ever end.
神的国，主耶稣的国是永恒的，并且永远不会消亡。
And finally, in verse 13, he quotes from Psalm 110.
然后又到了十三节，作者在这里引用了诗篇的一百一十篇。
Now to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"?
经文说到，所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。
For at least 14 times, the New Testament quoted from this verse.
在圣经新约中至少有十四次，都引用到这一节经文。
Jesus quoted it many times.
主耶稣也引用了多次。
Peter and Paul talked about it.
彼得和保罗也引用。
It means this.
这就说明。
Jesus is the conqueror who has defeated all his enemies.And they will bow to him.
这就意味着主耶稣战胜了所有的仇敌，并死亡，一切的万有都伏在他的权柄之下。
This whole group of psalms are put together to show one thing.
所有引用的这一系列的诗篇都是为了要印证一件事。
Jesus is the Messiah, Son of God, incarnate, crucified, risen.Ascended one who is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he will have dominion and rule over all things.
他就是在说，主耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚，就是那一位神子，就是那一位道成肉身的，被钉十架的，并且复活的，并且升天的，并且现在正坐在上帝的右手边，全能天父的右手边，万膝无不跪拜，万口无不承认，他是万王之王，万主之主。
One thing I missed the most about living in Ontario was living close to Lake Ontario.
我现在其实最怀念的一个事情就是当我在安大略省居住的时候。
When I was studying, every morning I would take my bike to Lake Ontario, and I would ride, or I would walk, or I would run.
就是当我在那儿学习的时候，离安大略湖很近。每天早上呢，我或者在湖边骑车，或者跑步，或者是
There are many times I would get there before the sun rises.
有很多时候我是比日出早到。
These are the time we call the dawn of the day.
这就是在我们称为黎明的这个时候。
You see the light coming across the lake, but the sun hasn't risen past the horizon yet.
你能够看到，就是湖的那一边已经有光了，但是呢，太阳还没升起来。
I took this picture.
我照了这个相。
I took this picture one day I was riding my bike, and you see the light coming.
我有一天骑行的时候照了这个相，你就能够看到，已经有光了。
If you turn around from that, you look behind you.
如果你把自己的脸转离这个光，背对着光。
It's very dark.
你往天上观看，其实非常的黑暗。
But you turn this way and you see the light coming, and then the light is taking over the darkness.
但是如果大家对着光看呢，大家就会意识到这个光渐渐的就要来遮过黑暗。
That is the reality of the kingdom of God.
这就是神国的现实。
Our king has risen. Amen?
是，我们的王已经复活了。
He has conquered sin, death, and hell once and for all.
他一次完全战胜了死亡和所有的罪。
The king is now seated at the right hand of the Father.
王现在就坐在全能天父的右手边。
He now has power, authority, and dominion over all things.
他现在有权柄、有力量，也有统治，凌驾于万有之上。
Martin Luther, he said this, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, into the world to redeem and deliver us from the power of the devil, and to bring us to himself, and to govern us as the king of righteousness, life and salvation against sin, death, and an evil conscience, for which end he has also bestowed his Holy Ghost, who is to bring these things home to us by his holy word and to illuminate and strengthen us in the faith by his power.
马丁路德这样定义 上帝的国度，上帝差遣他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督进入世界，为要救赎我们，脱离魔鬼的权势，将我们带到他自己面前，并以公义、生命与救恩之王的身份治理我们，使我们胜过罪恶、死亡与邪恶的良心。为此，他也立赐下了圣灵，要借着他的圣言将这些事真实的赐给我们，并用他的大能在信心中光照我们，坚固我们。
The kingdom of God has dawned.
神的国已经初见曙光。
We live in that reality.
我们就是生活在这样的现实之中。
Despite the darkness that we see.
虽然我们仍然看到黑暗。
We look to the sun because it is coming.
我们就像正如我们就看到太阳，因为它要升起来一样。
Darkness cannot hide.
黑暗无处躲藏。
We live in the dominion of Christ.
我们是生活在主耶稣基督的主权之下。
And we see the whole world in light of Jesus on the throne.
我们是看到整个的世界被主耶稣的光辉所照耀。
C.S. Lewis, he said this, he says, I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but by it I see everything else.
C.S. Lewis 这样说道，我相信基督教，正如我相信太阳已经升起，不仅因为我看见了它，更因为借着它，我看见了其他一切。
Now you see why the Ascension Day is so important.
现在，大家知道为什么升天日是如此重要了吗？
Our Canadian federal election was held on May, April 28th.
我们的过去就是刚刚进行完了大选。
By Tuesday afternoon, I was getting texts from a pastor from another city.
我记得当时周二下午，我就有另一个城市的牧师联系我。
He says his church is panicking.
这个牧师说到他的教会要陷入了恐慌。
What are we going to do? They said.
我们要怎么办呢
？Our church is going to be destroyed.
我们教会要毁了。
We have no hope.
没有希望。
Really?
真的吗
？I believe this is a lie.
我认为这是个谎言。
Don't we believe Jesus is on the throne?
我们不相信耶稣是在宝座上吗？
Don't we remember that the church waits for Jesus to come back?
我们不记得教会全体都在盼望主再来吗？
Do we not remember that Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it?
我们是不相信主耶稣说的这句话，我要建立我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他吗？
You see, it doesn't matter who is in government.
谁在政府里并不重要。
Because the church does not depend on the government to survive.
因为教会并不是靠着政府才存活下来的。
The church will always say Jesus is Lord.
教会永远会说主耶稣基督是主。
No matter who Caesar is, he will never be Lord. Amen.
不管是谁在政府里，谁不都不会是主。
I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
主耶稣应许说我要建立我的教会阴间的权柄不能胜过他
But we have to remember one thing very, very important.
但我们需要记得一个非常非常重要的事情
From now until the day Jesus comes back,
从现在到主耶稣基督再临的那一日
the church must carry the cross until he returns.
教会都要背负着十字架等到他再来
The rule of Jesus is very different from the way that the world rules the world.
主耶稣基督统治的神国的方式和这个世上的王统治世界的方式是不同。
The church wins by suffering.
教会是通过受难来取胜的。
Remember the passage, Revelation chapter 12.
大家还记得这个经文就是
You don't have Revelation 12?
I forgot.
Oh, that's okay. In Revelation 12.
Ah, okay. 在
Yeah, I skipped a few pages. Yeah. In Revelation 12, it says, how does Jesus defeat Satan?
在启示录十二章中，他描述到，主耶稣是怎么样胜过了撒旦。
In verse 11, it says, they conquer the evil one by the blood of the Lamb.
在十一节中说到
，and the word of their testimony，
说到主耶稣得胜是因羔羊弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
We can skip ahead. The word testimony in Greek. You want to skip ahead to slide 26? Yeah, skip ahead. One more. Yeah. Nope. One more. Go down. One more. Just keep going.That's it? That's all I have? I thought I had more than that. Okay, anyway. So, maybe you have the old slide. Doesn't matter. But the word there, it means that when the church is willing to sacrifice its life.
就是但是在启示录十二章中这个十到十二节说到这个见是因羔羊的血和他自己所见证的道。
That's what testimony means. Testimony means to sacrifice.
见证这个词的希腊用意有牺牲的意思。
Then we win.
然后我们赢。
That's how the church wins on earth.
这就是教会在如何胜过了世上的意思。
Did you know that Canada also has a fourth verse, O Canada?
大家知道加拿大这个国歌还有第四个
verse. If we can show that, the last verse.
我们或许可以看一下这第四节的说的。
It's actually a prayer.
它其实是一个祷告。
It's actually a prayer.
它其实是一个对祷告。
Canada's anthem.Fourth line is actually a prayer.
加拿大国歌的第四节其实是一个祷告。
Most people don't know that.
许多的人不知道。
Can I invite you all to stand as we sing this last verse together as a prayer to our God?
我要邀请大家起立来一起来唱这个国歌。
Canadians don't even care about this. A lot of Canadians don't care.
你知道很多的加拿大人他们不关心这个事情。
But the church should care, amen?
但是我们教会应该 知道。
Let's sing this as our humble prayer to our God.
大家可以一起来唱这一节来。
Ruler supreme, who hears humble prayer, hold our dominion within thy loving care. Help us to find, O God, in thee a lasting rich reward.As waiting for the better day, we ever stand on guard. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Amen. Please be seated.
Amen.